You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message, which in this case is like big kiddos, Calvin and Isabel. I know you're not little kids anymore, but thank you for coming up. There's something that I want to share with you and want you to help me share with the congregation. So today we are celebrating Epiphany, which is sort of the final component of our Christmas celebration. Oh, there's more kiddos here. Please come up. What's your name? Hi, Lily. What's your name?
I'm Jason.
Hi, Jason. I'm Pastor Anna.
Hi, Pastor.
And this is Isabel and Calvin, Lily and Jason. Well, today we are celebrating Epiphany, which is the end, the very last part of Christmas that we celebrate. So in the church, Christmas isn't just one day. It's a celebration that lasts for 12 days. Have you ever heard the song, The 12 Days of Christmas?
No?
You'll have to look it up. So Christmas lasts for 12 days, and sort of the final big hurrah is Epiphany. And the story that we hear on Epiphany is when the wise men went to visit Jesus, and they gave him gifts. So for hundreds of years, the church all over the world has had a tradition of blessing houses on Epiphany. This doesn't happen a lot in the United States, and I really don't know why, because it's a lovely tradition. But we want to bless our houses on Epiphany because we remember that the wise men, the Magi, visited Jesus in his house, and they were welcomed by Jesus and his family, and they worshiped Jesus in that house. And so what we do for this blessing, and like I said, it's been done for hundreds of years, is that we mark on our door a few things. We do 2023, because that's what year it is, right? Last year we would have done 2022, but you mark 2023. And then these signs, they look like a plus sign, but they're actually crosses because we remember the cross that Jesus died on. And then there are three letters in the middle. And these stand for two things. One, there are some traditions where those are the first initials of the first names of the three wise men. But that's just tradition because they weren't even thought of until the 700s. But their names are Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. But the one I like the most is where these three letters symbolize a phrase, and it's a phrase in Latin, Christus Menosium Benedictat, which I don't want any of you to have to remember, but what it means is, may Christ bless this dwelling. May Christ bless our home, because we want our home to be a place where we meet Jesus and where Jesus is welcomed and where Jesus lives alongside of us. And so I want each of you to take this home. Some people write on their doors with chalk, but I wasn't sure how many people would have chalk. So I thought I'd print these out and you could maybe tape them on your door to bless your home. And every time you see this, you remember that you want to invite Jesus in your home. And you hope that anyone who comes into your home meets Jesus while they are there. So, this is a kind of a new tradition for us, even though it's been done for many, many years. So I was hoping you all could help me pass this out to the whole congregation. Because yes, I want you guys to take this home and do it, but I thought maybe they would like to do it too. So here's what I'm gonna ask. Calvin and Isabel, if you'll make sure that each family gets one of these, and if you will help me make sure that every person gets one of these, and we'll just walk to the pews and pass a few out down each pews. Would you like to help me do that? Okay. Do you guys have any questions about this tradition? Because I know it is a new tradition. Not many people have heard about it. It is your first day here. I'm so glad to meet you, Lily. So what this basically is about, that on Epiphany, when we remember that the wise men went to visit Jesus in his home, we want to bless our home for the coming year, that Jesus would be welcomed there, and anyone else that comes to our home would meet Jesus there with us. So if you'll help me pass those out to everybody, I'd appreciate it. So like I said, this tradition is typically done with chalk, and you write it on your door, and as you come and go, you see this as a reminder that you have asked Christ to come into your home and abide in your home. So the paper that's an 8.5 by 11 is a little liturgy or a prayer that you can pray as you tape that on your door. And then, so you don't have to remember all of the symbols, that's what the small strip is for you to tape on your door. And for anyone who didn't get either one of these, we'll have the extras at the back after the service. So thank you to Lily and Jason, Calvin and Isabel for helping hand out all of these papers.